Come on.
Welcome to Dave and Mahoney.
Would you prefer to be the really dumb one out of the group?
If you're the dumbest person in a group, you're the happiest person.
Seems like it.
If I'm the smartest person in a room, I'm in the wrong room.
Is that why you're so happy here? Because Audrey and I just were so intelligent.
I think I may be in the wrong room.
Dave and Mahoney. I love complimenting strangers, and I think that it might bite me in the butt one day.
Like the actual stranger? Yeah, I could see a stranger biting your ass.
Dave and
Mahoney.
I'm getting electrocuted, guys. So
Mahoney's walking around and he's adjusting these lights, but he's getting shocked every time that he's doing
touching
it.
Him.
That he's just going,
So if you hold on to the desk because I'm grounding myself,
you're okay.
I'm okay. But I let go, I'm kind of starting to like it. All right.
And now, this is Dave and Mahoney.
Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us on this Thursday. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Yeah, you're not going to like this one. They're coming for the Cheddar Bay biscuits, my brother.
What are you talking about?
Red Lobster is reportedly considering filing for bankruptcy to restructure its debt, according to Bloomberg. Oh, my God. This is one of your favorite delicacies.
There is no better free item with a meal than the Cheddar Bay biscuit from Red Lobster. And if you're telling me this is going to be a Cheddar Bay biscuit-less world, I don't know if I can go on.
So in addition to Red Lobster just having the general struggles of a lot of the, casual dining places.
Sure.
There was one promotion in particular in the third quarter of 2023, which they are saying sunk the company. Do you know what it is?
What was it, Dave?
It's the all-you-can-eat shrimp promotion. They lost approximately $11 million during the third quarter. $11 million in a quarter because some fasts were in there just housing as many shrimp as they possibly could.
I mean, hey, I like the fact that Red Lobster honored these all-you-can-eat endless shrimp baskets for these heroes that came in to the tune of losing $11 million. That is truly astounding.
Some good news today as well. It's not happening everywhere just yet, but Walmart is starting to get rid of the self-checkout lanes and actually put people back on registers to check you out.
Yeah, because we're stealing all the stuff from the checkout line, man.
Yeah, but it's also because they're in that middle of that class action lawsuit settlement right now where people were finally, like, able to weigh their goods and showcase the fact that they were, like, you know, mislabeling things because people were able to fact-check at the freaking self-checkout. I don't know. Walmart's a little sketchy for me
Walmart
right now.
Walmart was actually one of the things that they're also looking to do is to try to make some headways into Target's audience as well. So, you know, we're seeing a little bit more upscale things going on there. You know, so they want to attract some of that higher earning audience that Target kind of has a stranglehold on. And, you know, I'll tell you this.
But it's happening everywhere, too. I mean, Target also has recently been making the move to scale back some of the self-checkout lines.
Yes. They're a nightmare.
Yeah, because they're terrible. They always are.
And it's going to make me want to come less.
And Dollar General is also doing this. I mean, we're just seeing more and more of this. Hey, we tried this sort of thing. It's not working.
And loss prevention. Honestly, people are stealing.
And, I mean, this whole thing with, hey, we can get rid of having to pay people with AI. It's about 4 to 5 times a day that I just tell my Alexa to play something and it screws it up.
Yes.
Like, we're just not there yet. I know that everyone's afraid AI is going to take over the world. AI is a moron at this point.
I asked Alexa a question the other day and she goes, sorry, I don't know the answer to that. And I'm like, you're the literal internet.
You have the whole internet. I'm not asking you if you know it.
Look
is it
up.
On the internet? You dummy.
You idiot.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Do you guys do a lot of eating while you're driving?
I ate a muffin this morning driving around.
I've told you guys every morning I consume my driving eggs while coming into work, and I love it. I would miss it. If I had more time in the morning to just sit down at home and eat, I would still prefer to eat my driving eggs while driving because the efficiency.
The only time I eat when I'm driving is if I'm heading home after I picked up something that has fries.
Smart.
Yeah, that's the only thing. But, like, I don't eat breakfast on the way into work or even when I'm, like, driving around. Occasionally, maybe a road trip, I'll snack on something. But by and large, my car is not a place where I spend a lot of time eating.
Interesting. I mean, because Audrey, you are bold when it comes to your eating while driving decisions. I mean, you said that you'll go to Taco Bell and get a hard shell taco and eat it while driving.
I have created a monster, and I am not good. If I am stopping for fast food, I do not have the ability to wait. Like, it's something that's programmed within me that if I am that hungry to stop at fast food, I am past the point of no return for hunger. I have to eat right then, right there. And usually I do stop. My favorite, one of my favorite places is Taco Bell or Chick-fil-A. Those are like the only two exclusively. But so like
Chick-fil-A is good for eating on the go because even like their classic Chick-fil-A sandwich, you know, it's just chicken with a couple of pickles
on it. I don't
know,
man. Those tomatoes like to fall out.
Well, if you get the deluxe with the tomatoes, that's a different story. That's true.
And I mean, a little lettuce leaf, a limp of lettuce.
Funny tasting lettuce at Chick-fil-A. You're exactly right.
Get Crocs.
But this is a cautionary tale about eating while driving because I do recall like one time when I was younger, I was driving into work and I was having my breakfast. And this is many, many years ago. I think I was like 18, 19 years old at the time. And some guy ran a red light, and I had to jam the brakes. And there is nothing more humiliating than when your breakfast just goes flying and hits your own windshield, and there's food all over your car. This somehow worse for this guy out of Canada. He narrowly avoided serious injury or maybe even death when he crashed his vehicle because he is reaching for a piece of fried chicken.
Oh, man.
Yeah. the crash
caused... That's a bold food to be eating while you're driving, though, because... Fried chicken, don't get me wrong, tastes delicious, but your hands get greasy as hell, man. Like, you're not going to be able to get a full grip on that steering wheel.
That car is rank, you know. It. That's a dirty, mother-lover's car.
The crash was serious enough to cause enough front-end damage to the vehicle where it had to be towed off. The driver confessed that he was distracted by the chicken just before the accident. The cop emphasized the dangers of driving while distracted and urged drivers to stay focused. Driver also fined $600 for allegedly driving without insurance. So that means that he ran into something. I mean, you wreck your car, probably totaled, and you don't have insurance.
What do you think the Venn diagram of people who eat fried chicken while driving and those who have no insurance and or are underinsured?
100% overlap. 100%.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
How do you really feel?
Tell us.
By calling the Dave and Mahoney Show voicemail
at 833-YO-DUMMY.
YO-DUMMY. Please leave a message after the tone.
Do you guys purchase anything from the TikTok shop? Everything on there seems sketchy.
Message deleted.
Not on TikTok. Over to you, though, Audrey, because, well, never mind. The look on your face says it all.
We're not looking.
When did you first start shopping on TikTok?
Not that long ago.
How much would you say you've spent in the
Not
time?
Not that much. Because everything's a dollar, man.
Have you gotten anything?
It's all made in China.
Where you're like, oh, hell yeah, this is a great purchase?
I mean, I have gotten tiny little cutesy things off of there. Like, what are those? Like, a cloud for the top of my straw. You know what I mean? Like, tiny little cutesy things that are like 99 cents for a pack of 42. I don't know how. It's so cheap.
Slave labor.
Slave labor.
Yeah. Well, it's either that or the Sheen I buy, so. Yeah. Fast fashion, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not the only victim.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I appreciate advertising, though, because there's times when I'm just need a dopamine hit.
Yeah, but I feel like social media, like there's so few regulations in place for like what they can say about stuff. And it's all just such a lie. I mean, if I were to actually believe the stuff that gets marketed to me on social media, if I just made 3 purchases, I would have the body of a chiseled 22-year-old. Yeah. I would have more hair than I knew what to do with and the strongest erections.
You're not getting hair loss.
No, I'm getting all kinds of stuff like that just because I think the demographic. Like, I'm not losing my hair, thankfully. Yeah. But I did start to notice that I started to get, like, when I started to put on a little weight, like the, would you like the T-shirts with the little more belly room? I'm like, hey, man, how you know that?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Bye.
Meanwhile, I'm getting advertised Live, Laugh, Limp Bizkit hats. And that is in my TikTok shop cart.
It's in your cart?
Yeah, it's in my cart.
Will you buy me one too?
Yeah. It's either that or like the gas station boner pill veteran.
Yeah. Been there.
Hey, guys. I just heard you talking about finding money. Well, you figure picking up that penny, Audrey? Yeah, that's if you can pick up a penny in a second, that's $36 an hour. Too bad I can't do it full time. Have a good one, guys.
Message deleted.
Is that how the math works out? If you can pick up a penny in a second, that's $36 an hour.
So it's 60 cents a minute.
We're going to try to do math on the air again?
No, let's not do math on those.
No, I mean, I guess that does checks out, you know. Yeah.
But again, like, call us elitist. I'm going, it has to be silver. It has to be silver for me to bend over.
I don't think you'll bend over for a nickel.
I don't think so
I don't
either.
Think you'll bend over for a quarter.
I've bent over for a quarter.
I don't believe
you. Well, I would squat down.
I don't see change in the wild at all anymore, do you?
Not nearly as much as you used to.
Can we abolish change? Like, what is the point of change at this juncture in 2024?
That sentence is very profound, Dave. Let's abolish change.
They're trying.
Bring it back to the good old days,
you know? Take it back to the olden days. What? No one clip that.
No, I'm in pennies. I'm pennies.
Did you guys, like, ever pick up, like, because in my neighborhood, there was always rubber bands on the streets from the mail carriers. They would just, you know, pop them off. They had their big stacks of, like,
Mahoney, buddy, those weren't rubber bands.
They 100% were rubber bands. I had so many rubber bands as a kid that I found on the streets.
Can you imagine Mahoney's just got a bunch of broken condoms in his drawer? He's like, oh, Mommy, look what I found today.
Oh, no. Dude, it was Missouri.
Really successful day in my Missouri neighborhood.
St. Louis, that's North County, St. Louis, nobody was using condoms. They actually were outlawed. They couldn't be sold there.
Thank God, no more change.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, my God, with you people.
Dave and Mahoney.
Warning. The following stories were performed by true redneck professionals. Do not attempt
unless you married your cousin.
It's the Redneck Report on Dave and Mahoney.
Let me introduce you to Sarah Harris. She is 34 years old. She is from Indiana, and she is facing a narcotics charge. Now, she's got a fairly lengthy rap sheet, including various offenses like theft and meth possession and operating a vehicle while intoxicated.
You know, we've heard these crimes before.
If convicted, she faces a 30-month prison term for her latest offense. And she dimed herself out this time. She bought some meth.
As you do.
She took the meth and called the cops because she did not think it was good enough meth. And so in her little meth head mind, she thought, you know what I should do? I should call the cops and tell them that my drug dealer sold me subpar meth.
I mean, if you paid what you thought was going to be the good stuff,
uh-huh,
I can understand it.
Can you review a meth dealer on Yelp?
I think that needs to be a thing.
I feel like Yelp would be a better place if we could review local drug dealers.
What would you call the app?
You put them on the spot. It's not fair.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. He's usually so locked and loaded. I thought he was asking that question because he had one.
You thought he was trying to get
the
setup?
Dang, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. Yeah, I didn't mean that.
Womp, womp. So we have a candidate for Niece of the Year. He's still thinking about it.
We'll come back.
Sorry. In Brazil, a woman was arrested for allegedly bringing her dead uncle into a bank to try to withdraw $3,000. The bank worker captured a video of the just dead dude in a wheelchair with the woman supporting him and attempting to prop his head up. She even tried to get him to sign a piece of paper. Paramedics later confirmed, he's been dead for hours. The family lawyer disputes this, claiming he was alive upon arriving at the bank and then just died of joy trying to sign a loan for his
Yahoo!
Your niece is going to wheel you in there while you're dead and be like, I need $3,000.
She must be used to death, because how do you just die around someone and the first thing you think of is got to get to the bank?
I'm going to put him in a car,
put him in a wheelchair, roll him in here. Do you think she was trying to is she an amateur ventriloquist?
Yeah.
No, man, I saw the video of this, like the pictures of the video that was taken. Like, he is dead.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fairly obviously
Weekend at Bernie's dead.
Yes.
Are you, like, standing up in a wheelchair?
In a wheelchair, just...
So, Mahoney, you're a big fan of going on cruises.
I do love
that's
a
where your sea-based vacations take place. There's a 29-year-old woman from Texas. She is facing charges for child abandonment. Her name is Lakeisha Woods Williams. She straight up home alone her kids. She went on a cruise and left her kids, her two children, ages 6 and 8, home alone in Houston while she went on the cruise.
What a piece of garbage. This is the second story I've heard in the last 24 hours of moms just leaving their children under the age of 8, I guess, in this instance. to go party.
8 and 6 years old, but you're going on a cruise? Like, you're not just...
That's like a 7 day.
Going down the street to the bar. Right, you're out at sea. If something goes wrong...
Cell service isn't there.
Cell service, if something does go wrong, what are you going to do? Chop her back?
That is so gross.
Yeah. Throw her overboard.
Ugh.
Like, for real.
Dumbasses!
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
I am here for the Hollywood feuds. You know, we see so much of these people in Hollywood just stroking each other off about how great they are on all these award shows, and it's just, you're wonderful. No, you're more wonderful. Shut up. I like the fact that there's a little bit of drama here. So Brian Cox, who is the lead, he plays the patriarch in Succession on HBO and was very successful there.
Yeah. I mean, one of the best roles of the last decade, I mean, made that show.
If there was a believable person playing that role, Brian Cox nailed it.
Yeah. I can't think of anybody who I would want in that role besides him.
So he, interestingly, recently was dragging Joaquin Phoenix. And there's been sort of this movement against Joaquin Phoenix for being creepy in the way that he portrays roles. Like, he's always just this really weird, over-the-top.
It started with Napoleon.
Yeah,
character actor. I mean, like, you were hearing a lot about how he was just kind of taking himself too seriously on set of Napoleon and ad-libbing and adding things that weren't in the script of an actual historical figure.
Yeah.
What did Brian Cox say about him?
Well, he was fairly gentle with it. He said that Phoenix's performance was terrible and appalling. Suggested that he himself could have done a better job in the role, which I like that too.
Just for which role?
For Napoleon.
Yeah. Oh, funny enough. Okay.
Cox also commented on Ridley Scott's direction of the film, and he blamed Phoenix's performance partially on Ridley Scott as well. So he joked about Phoenix's name, implying that that reflected his wacky performance. Despite the film receiving some Oscar nominations, Cox remained adamant in his criticism, stating that critics are lying about the movie being a solid drama. Like, the critics are lying. That movie sucks. So did you actually watch it?
I did, yeah.
What did you think?
So there were a lot of things that I thought that they were trying to make it into some weird, like, romance instead of... I mean, obviously, there's a lot of propaganda that goes into it, too. But, I mean, I thought it was okay. I have definitely seen worse Joaquin Phoenix movies. The number one I can think of is Her, where falls in love with Scarlett Jo, who is an AI robot. And that one's really weird and creepy. But I don't think it's deserved of all of the monumental hate to his acting that he's been getting, personally.
So it's interesting that Brian Cox, because I didn't know this about Brian Cox, it makes me like him even more.
Well, he's a hater. He hated on his own cast of his show Succession.
So Jeremy Strong, the guy who played Kendall Roy on the show, like, he had come out previously and dogged on his acting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I mean, in that show Succession, because I love Succession, and Jeremy Strong, I guess, in a way, was cringy enough. And
you hated him on the show.
But you're supposed to. He also was that in, The Big Short.
Yeah.
He played that kind of character, like, gum-smacking guy.
But I get why you would criticize him if you're somebody like Brian Cox, because he was so cringy on that show. He's also criticized the likes of other high-profile actors like Johnny Depp before, so Team Brian Cox.
Really?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You know, I mean, I know that we're, like, pro-hater, but really?
Yeah, I just love Cox.
Dave and Ed Mahoney. When you're looking for love,
hey, baby, you want it?
Then all the wrong places.
You want to see what a mistake looks like?
It's the missed connection inspection on Dave and Mahoney.
You know, if you're out and about in public and you see somebody that sparks your interest, but maybe you don't shoot your shot in the moment, it's okay, because there's a place where you can go to do the shooting once again.
Where's that, Dave?
Craigslist.
Hell yeah.
And the missed connection inspection. The first one here is entitled Breakfast Special. This is a man for a woman. You were my waitress that took my order for breakfast. I hired you to do some cleaning during the holidays and several weeks after. Was wondering if you would like to clean again. Maybe make breakfast for me while at it? Sausage gravy. It's delicious. I'll be waiting to hear from you.
I don't think sausage gravy particularly means sausage gravy.
Yeah, I feel like you were my waitress that took my order for breakfast, and then I hired you to do some cleaning at my house.
You know who this lady is.
Like, this, yeah, like, why are you on Craigslist unless she blocked you? And if she blocked you, she's probably tired of being your little French maid hussy that you bring over to clean your one-bedroom apartment. Just feels creepy, doesn't it?
Gross. I mean, I always feel creepy.
I would love for somebody to make me some sausage gravy.
and biscuits in the
morning. If it means what it means.
Be willing to
I don't want sex in the morning. I just want actual sausage, gravy, and biscuits.
Would you be willing to clean this man's house for some sausage, gravy, and biscuits?
Depends on how good those sausage, gravy, and biscuits
are. If it turns out gray,
Can't be gray. This next one is entitled Uber. Gotta hate this. This is a man for a woman. Hey, I was your Uber driver last night. We had a great conversation. I'm the guy with the blonde hair you admired. You were in your 50s. Not bad looking. We forgot to exchange numbers. I hope you see this. Free rides for you.
I don't think she forgot to exchange numbers. She just chose not to give you your number.
Also, buddy, when we're talking about how to compliment a woman, you're in your 50s. Not bad looking is not the way to go, in my opinion.
And this is, again, why I don't love it when my wife needs to take an Uber and I'm not there. You know, There's just a bunch of creepy-ass creepers.
Giving a bad name to all the good Uber drivers out
right.
there. You know, I hate that. This one, looking for a photographer. This is a woman for a man. Trying to get some nice, naughty pics taken for my personal album. Will pay for time. Also have a condo in Oak Leaf, if closer, with camera and background setup. Will consider you starring in it with me, but for POV only. This is a hooker, right?
Or somebody who's got an OnlyFans, possibly, and is just looking for free talent and photography. Well, she's even offering to pay.
She's offering to pay. Yeah, I mean, it seems, I don't know, seems a little sketchy.
I mean, I've got a camera.
See? She already hooked one.
Oh.
Last one here. Old school punk rocker, modern day pirate, man for a woman. Chill, older, rockin' dude, looking for a younger girl. Arr.
Bye.
Shiver me timbers.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Dave and Mahoney.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So something that is as old as time is dudes deciding, yeah, I got this whole family. I'm tired of them. I'm going to go get a pack of smokes and start a new life in the Midwest.
Y'all are garbage.
I don't feel like that happens as much as it used to because we're too easy to track down now.
Well, so there was that story that we were talking about a couple of weeks ago of this, you know, woman who was on Facebook like, hey, can you help me find my husband because I just want to serve him divorce papers because he left her while she was pregnant. They have another kid together.
2 years ago.
So 2 years ago, this guy just disappears while she's pregnant. She's like, they were married. This dude has a kid with me that he has never even met. Mm-hmm. Plus, he abandoned his other daughter and I'm just over it.
He moved somewhere else. Do you have a kid with somebody if you've never met them and you've never seen them? That's like Schrodinger's kid. You know, like if I've never seen that kid, does he really exist?
Yes.
Mahoney, that's the theory behind peekaboo when you're a child. Like, I can't see you, you can't see me.
I don't
you're
know.
You're still there, man.
That's why, like, ostriches put their heads in the ground.
Exactly.
I don't know, man.
Just barely.
I've never seen it with my own eyes. Uh-huh. AI, man. That's AI.
The internet did track that guy down, though, so that she obviously, you know, put his name out there and picture and mm-hmm. talked about what he does. And sure enough, they found him in Oklahoma in the culinary scene, from what I recall.
Because Oklahoma's just got, like, a wild... Awesome. Never heard anything bad about Oklahoma's culinary scene
actually,
before.
You I know you're talking trash right now. Oklahoma does have some really good chefs, especially in Oklahoma City. Kevin Lee, who is phenomenal.
I'm sure he's
based
wonderful.
Out of there.
I'm sure they're great.
You would be shocked.
Anything to cover any state that is that one of their pillars is butter, I'm sure I would love. Tornadoes and
tornadoes
butter.
Tornadoes and butter. You know what? The tornadoes churn the butter.
They do.
That's a fact. So this is a story about a real estate tycoon, and he sadly went missing while he was skiing in Switzerland, and mm-hmm. for the past 6 years, they've been trying to find him, but obviously, you know, if it's a skiing accident, he went missing. The family has been devastated, you know, because they can't even lay him to rest and everything else.
Stop it. Stop it right now.
And he faked his own death.
No.
And he's been living with his mistress, his much younger mistress, in Moscow for all of these years.
What a scumbag.
His brother is under investigation for suspected false statements under oath regarding his disappearance. So the investigation links this guy to other Russian figures and raises questions about his business dealings, potential ties to Russia's FBS security service. Overall, it highlighted the sensational developments surrounding his disappearance. It's been going on for 6 years, and they finally found this guy.
Coward. Coward.
You're a real estate tycoon. Just get a divorce, man.
He didn't want to pay.
I mean...
I don't know how long he was married before, but that's what that sounds like to me.
I don't know, man. I've been in some relationships where I want to fake my own death.
I feel you.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
How do you really feel?
Tell us
by calling the Dave and Mahoney Show voicemail
at 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yo, dummy, it's Beer Friday. Yeah.
Message deleted.
Hell yeah. That's right. We're going to be drinking the 805 Blonde Ale from Firestone Walker.
Okay, I would say maybe a little bit safer bet than what we did last week when we got perhaps a little too inventive with our gluten-free pineapple
lemonade
crap that fake
wasn't
sugar.
Wasn't great. You know, so we're going back to one of our tried and true favorite breweries, Firestone Walker. You know,
Firestone Walker is the brewery that makes your absolute favorite beer, right?
Which is the Parabola Imperial Stout, which
highest
is
rating ever on Beer for Breakfast.
Second highest rating.
Oh. What was our highest?
Beer? There was one from Victory at Sea, barrel-aged in High West.
Are you sure you didn't give that rating when we were very drunk?
Because we were very drunk, but they no longer make it. They no longer make that beer, so it's like, I mean, it was a one and done. It was a special, amazing one beer, but we'll never be able to see it again because they don't make it with the High West barrels anymore.
Yeah. Can we go back to the fact that we were blackout while drinking that? Because that was during COVID time whenever we were doing Zoom meetings and basically just like doing happy hours for work. And I remember us getting to that because there were like 4-10% beers. And by the time we got to that one, and I can't remember if you just said what the ABV on that one was or not, Mahoney.
It was like double digits.
Yeah. It was insane. And I think, and I don't even remember the taste of it. I can't even tell you what that beer tasted like.
I very much remember the taste of it. And you're right. It was excellent. But I like the fact that Audrey calls drinking together, doing a virtual happy hour, a Zoom meeting. Zoom work.
That was Zoom work.
Zoom work.
Well, it was at the time. I was clocking in.
Still getting paid. Like, check, yeah, still cash.
I was overtime.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, guys. Here's what you do. You make sure you have a legally registered gun, and you make sure you have a knife that does not match any other knives in your house. And then after you plug them, that knife should be wiped clean and put right in their hand. And I wouldn't even think twice about it.
Message deleted.
What? Were you calling to tell us how to get away with murder?
What was that in reference to, Chris?
I have no idea. In fact, I thought we might want to call the FBI on this one.
Yeah, maybe.
What in the world? What, are the murderer?
Yeah, and also, I'm fairly certain that most investigators could figure out if you shot somebody and then just pretended like they stabbed themselves.
But I think it's really weird that people like always feel like they know, like they watch Breaking Bad one time. And then it's like, I know how to get away with it now, you know? Or
hold
like,
on, let me call my local radio show and broadcast it.
Yeah, what?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yes, what did you want to be when you were little? When I was little, I wanted to be a veterinarian. It didn't happen. I became a teacher.
Message deleted.
I think every little girl wants to become a veterinarian or a marine biologist. I don't know why all of us wanted to be a marine biologist in the early 2000s.
My 8-year-old daughter wants to be a veterinarian. I'm like, you do not.
No, you don't. You deal with a lot more sad than you do puppies, let me tell you.
Yeah. Everyone thinks it's all just playing with puppies. No, you're putting dogs to sleep and sharing the worst moment of people's lives with them.
I lasted a year.
But you're making a whole bunch of money, though.
Yeah, I mean, you
not as much as you think.
Depends on if you're a veterinarian, you're not making as much as you think. But if you own the clinic, you are making.
No, but you still, if you Google it, though, it's really not, you have so many costs because not everybody has pet insurance.
And you have to patch up the mobsters, you know, who can't go to the hospital after they've been shot by last caller.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like being a veterinarian, if you had no soul or ethics, you could make a ton of money. But for me, when I was little, I didn't really have a job that I wanted to do. I just knew I wanted to be rich.
Oh.
Yeah, me too.
So you thought, let me get into radio.
Worst decision ever.
Well, then I realized, like, once you had to, like, find a career, like, what do you like to do? Oh, I like to talk. What a stupid skill.
So when I was a little kid, I was like, I want to be a bone doctor, which, kind of funny.
Wait, how
did you know when you were little you wanted to be a bone doctor?
I took a health class and they were like talking about like the human skeleton. I was like, oh, that's so interesting. And I was like, I want to be a bone doctor. Are there even bone doctors?
I was going to say, what is the official
title
of a bone doctor?
Are you also a murderer? Do you need a bro down with a previous caller? Like,
an
orthopedist? Man. Like,
but I also, you know, really wanted to be
orthopedist.
Oh, I thought you said an orthopenist. I was like, what a bone doctor joke. I hate everyone in this room, but it was actually me.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
We don't normally interrupt the show with breaking news, but Chris.
Breaking news.
We have a major update.
What is this?
What are we doing here?
On the nacho cheese, Mahoney, yesterday, you went to the baseball game, and boy, this is important.
So
that was hilarious. Thank you very much.
This was the first game I've been to this season. And one of our biggest complaints last year when Audrey and I went
this is serious.
To several games was that the nachos did not have enough cheese.
Small cheese, large chips.
A lot of chips, very little cheese.
You can't do that. Of the cheese.
The ratio can be the other way around, although nobody likes too few chips because then you feel like you're wasting the cheese, but you can't be eating dry
nacho chips. But then you can at least just like knuckle the cheese.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like if you have more cheese, you could just like lick the cheese. I would prefer more cheese to chip.
I wasn't even hungry, and I decided to order these nachos before the game started.
Smart man. Yeah.
And came out, the cheese has been fixed. So if you remember last season, we were talking about how little cheese there was
on
the nachos.
You were threatening to cancel your season tickets.
I was. And it looks like we have been heard. They have fixed the problems. They got the new cheese. But so I know we didn't talk about this, but I tried.
Sounded like you had cheese in your
throat. You know I sent that photo to you yesterday. Of the nachos.
Dude, Mahoney was so excited.
So
he took a photo of him holding up the nachos, but it was those live photos, you know, that you get sometimes on iPhone.
Yes.
And if you held it down, you could see his hand shaking with excitement.
Just trembling.
Just trembling.
Like he was, it was the human skull to Shakespeare.
No, it was the weight of the cheese. He could hold it. Was.
But I went to go send that photo to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't send that photo.
What'd you send?
I accidentally hit that and another photo that got sent to her.
What was it?
I don't, it's.
Oh.
I had a record-breaking bowel movement.
Oh my God, Mahoney.
Hell yeah.
You take pictures of that?
I never have before.
No.
But.
For what? What are you going to do with it? Is it just to memorialize it?
It was something that was so impressive.
Was she impressed?
You were an astonishing human being.
Because she didn't, wasn't even like gross or whatever. She was just like, wow.
Probably because she was shocked that's the double picture that she gets. That's the dual action. No knock on like the two for two, but like.
Was it a before and after sort of thing?
Or? Yes.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Let's all play the movie quote quiz. Let's all play the movie quote quiz. Let's all play the movie quote quiz on Dave and Mahoney.
Carolyn is joining us today for a round of the movie quote quiz. How are you, Carolyn?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Tell us about your favorite genre of movies, just so we have some reference here. What are you into?
Comedy, romance.
Okay. Well, I've got some good news. This is the rom-com edition the movie quote quiz. Yeah.
Oh, what a treat. I'm a big rom-com girl, too, so hopefully we'll tag team this. Mahoney, do you like rom-coms?
I do. Of course you do. I love love, Dave. I'm not dead inside like you. I'm sorry.
Well, you should be. It's a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go, Carolyn. This is the first one here. You're listening to the clip, trying to figure out the movie that it came from. This one takes us back to 1989.
Lloyd, man, no babe is worth it.
No.
Listen, hang with us, man. We'll teach you Bibles for
right,
the truth.
Right.
Lloyd, man, you can't even trust them, man. Because
right,
you know what it's
man.
About? They spend your money and they tell their friends everything,
that's
man. It's about economics.
That's valid,
they tell them everything.
That's
man,
valid.
All you got to do is find a girl who looks just like her.
Do that.
Nail her and then dump her, man.
Dump her,
get
man.
Her off your
Lloyd
mind.
Knows we're right. Your only mistake is that you didn't dump her first.
Word.
Diane Court is a show pony. You need a stallion, my friend. Walk with us and you walk tall.
Walk tall, my man.
Itches, man.
Huh.
What?
That would totally stump me. I've got the answer in front of me. I'm still like, no.
I'm totally stumped.
Audrey's shaking her head. Mahoney's shaking his head.
No. I can't help.
Carolyn. Yeah, sorry.
What was that?
Say anything?
All right. Been a long time since I've seen
What
that.
Even is Say Anything?
I don't even
Who
never
was
heard
it Say
of.
Anything?
It was John Cusack. Yeah.
I haven't heard of it.
It's, I mean, it was a big movie.
Jeremy Piven back in 89?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's iconic. That's John Cusack sitting outside of the window with
the movie with the boombox?
That's
yes.
the scene
that's the
that
scene
we chose?
From Say Anything?
Well, that's not
that's
the boombox
that scene.
No, I know, but I mean, that's the movie?
I would have been,
wow.
That was tough. That was a weird scene from that movie, I guess, because that wasn't clicking for me.
Swing and a miss for everyone here. All right. The next one here is a bit more modern. This one, 20 years old, though, from 2004.
I'm Jenna, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I'm Becky.
How old are you anyway?
13.
Me too. Used to be.
Why are you talking to me?
Why not? We are neighbors, right?
but you usually ignore me.
I like your shoes.
Thanks. I like your dress.
It's because they've got these incredible boobs to fill it out.
See, that is an iconic scene from that movie.
All right, so that would have stumped me as well, but...
13 going on 30.
And Carolyn comes through. Yes, well done.
And iconic dress. For those who know.
I would not have got that either.
missed that one.
Never even heard of 13 going
on. Was that Jennifer Gardner?
Yeah.
Yes, Jennifer Gardner and Mark Ruffalo. But again, I'm not the demo here. I'm not like a big rom-com guy. So, all right, here we go. On to number three. This one takes us back to 1984.
Come on, what's the problem here? I'm a boy. You're a girl. Is there anything wrong with me trying to put together some kind of relationship between us? Okay, look, I know you have to go. Just answer me one question.
Yes, you're a total f***.
It's not the question. Am I turning you on?
Okay. Why do you have my glasses?
Carolyn, do you know it?
I have no idea.
Okay. Mahoney?
I can't help here.
Audrey?
Either.
From
1980s. Was that Molly Ringwald?
That was Molly Ringwald.
Can I listen to that one section real quick again? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think I know
Come on, what's the problem here? I'm a boy. You're a girl. Is there anything wrong with me trying to put together some kind of relationship between us? Okay, I know you have to go. Just answer me one question.
Yes, you're a total f***.
I mean, if you're saying it's Molly Ringwald, there's one movie.
16 Candles.
Yeah, it's the only Molly Ringwald movie.
I was getting nervous. It's that one or The Detention, the Breakfast Club or whatever. Yeah,
but that's not a rom-com.
No, okay, true. So Carolyn, with the help of Audrey, you got a full point there. You got to get this last one right. Mahoney is still available for a lifeline, or you can close it out on your own. You get this right, you win. You get it wrong, you lose, and you get nothing.
Oh, I got the other one right.
You
got
to get three out of the four. Here we go.
What is it with men? What is it with men and The Godfather? Hello?
Oh, come on. Hello?
The Godfather is the I Ching. The Godfather is the sum of all wisdom. The Godfather is the answer to any question. What should I pack for my summer vacation? Leave the gun, take the canola. What day of the week is...
You've got mail.
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday. The answer to your question... is go to the mattresses.
Go to the mattresses.
Carolyn, I heard you yell it while the clip was going on. One more time for the win.
Got mail.
There we go.
I watched this movie last night.
Last night?
What?
Why?
Because I love You Got Mail.
Really?
It's so good. That and Sleepless in Seattle. Wow. Two of the best. Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks collabs. It's so good.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Mahoney, you said that people might be outraged by this story, and I think there's a very real possibility that they will, because it seems like no matter where you go in 2024, whoever you're doing the transaction with always says, the screen is going to ask you a few questions, and they flip it around, and it's, do you want to give me money? Same question every time. Funny how that works. Everyone has their hand out and wants a tip, and we've reached a point, you've said this before a couple of times, Audrey, where we have reached... the tipping point of tipping, where people are exhausted by it. And this is ridiculous to me. But Mahoney, I'll defer to you because you are the gamer in the room. Mm-hmm. You're the one that enjoys spending time playing video games. This guy who, as you mentioned, is a bigwig in the industry. His name's Matt Ybarra. He's a former president of Blizzard Entertainment and an ex-Xbox executive. He has suggested the concept of tipping video game developers.
So
if you're playing a video game and you're enjoying it, you're like, wow, this is fun. Even though you have paid for the Xbox, for example, and you have paid for the game itself.
And oh my God.
Many times you're paying for upgrades to get things in that game. You need to now tip the developer because you're like, wow, good work for doing the thing you're supposed
to do. Thank you for giving me this enjoyment. And don't get me wrong. I feel like bang for your buck, video games... For me, I get more enjoyment out of a video game per hour. Like, you know, I'll spend $60 on a video game and, you know, I've got 1,000 hours played on it. When you break that down by the hour, it's less than a penny an hour of enjoyment, which I think is a great return on investment. But this guy, so he used to be the CEO of the software company Blizzard, which is now Activision Blizzard, which it's just a little small mom and pop, Dave. You know, they're worth $74 billion. Billion with a B. So, I mean, if you're thinking this is going to, like, a statement like this falling on deaf ears, you know, coming from this guy, I do think that there are independent developers out there, people who are creating games on their own, but they aren't backed by these major publishers, that I feel like if you did enjoy something and you know that money would go to help, tipping in that regard could be okay if you enjoyed it. And you want to help them grow.
No, I feel like there's just something that's tied to that that feels like they're going to start paying them less because people are going to start tipping them more.
That's exactly right. Or the money that gets tipped will never actually reach the developers. It'll just be gobbled up by more executives. Here's where I have the biggest problem with this. Let's say that this were to happen. And this, you know, we're a trial balloon because we know how passionate gamers are about the games and they're impressed by it. They want to leave a $10 or $20 tip, whatever. So if that were to happen and be successful within a short amount of time, the exact same thing would be coming to Netflix and Amazon Prime. Did you enjoy this episode? Show the creators, the executive producer, the actors how much. Tip here. Like, just imagine how annoying things can get. And this is just the tip of the iceberg.
No pun intended. Yeah. You know, I think that it is very interesting because there is such a vocal... I mean, you're hearing people talk about how exhausted they are about tipping. This is not a hot take. Everyone is talking about this. And the fact that more execs and more business owners and more people are trying to implement this as a norm in our current day situation, especially when everything costs so much. I'm going to tip on top of inflation. Are you joking?
How about I have an idea, Mr. Executive who makes millions of dollars every year. Why don't you pay your developers more money?
You got the money.
$74 billion.
Just an upstart. Just really trying to make it out there by their bootstraps.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. Blitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash.
I'm Dave and Mahoney.
Mahoney, just yesterday we were talking about Steve Buscemi and his finest role from Armageddon. I mean, you know, all of the big name actors that were a part of that film all paled in comparison to Steve Buscemi. And I would venture to say, other than, of course, the great Nicolas Cage, same thing for Con Air. Steve Buscemi stole the show.
Yep. I mean, phenomenal appearance. I mean, and we got both. We got Nick Cage and Steve Buscemi in that one. And I think we could just, can we just... stop pretending like he's not a handsome man.
I think that
he's not sexy as
it's fairly accurate that Steve Buscemi should be playing kind of goblin and ghoul roles, which is why this.
How dare you? How dare you?
So Steve Buscemi is going to join the cast. He didn't actually save the world, Mahoney. He's going to join the cast of the Netflix series Wednesday for its second season. I don't know if you've watched that at all, either of you. Wednesday? Yep.
Yeah.
So the show based on the Addams Family character Wednesday. Adam follows her. She attends Nevermore Academy, a school for outcasts. And Buscemi is going to play the principal of Nevermore, which I think is great casting.
You know, I think
he looks like a Tim Burton character.
It's kind of a Harry Potter-ish feel to it rotating... staff members of the Nevermore Academy. I thought the first season was really good. What's the actress's name? Who
Jenna Ortega?
She you know, really embraced that role really well, and the writing was very solid. So I love it, man. I mean, it's kind of becoming a star-studded cast. You got Catherine Zeta-Jones, Luis Guzman, and now Steve Buscemi in there.
And season
Fred
one.
And Fred Armiston as Uncle Fester.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. That's good casting, too. Wednesday was renewed for season two because the first season actually broke viewership records. So Buscemi's previous series roles, obviously he's done a ton of stuff over the years, but he's also been a series actor before, so he'll do great at this. For All Mankind, it's one of those shows that Apple TV Plus has gotten all sorts of pub. You've watched it, right?
Yeah, I watched the first couple seasons. I've been closed out. I think there's four seasons total.
Four seasons just got renewed for a fifth season, and they also just announced that there's going to be a spinoff as well. So there's a spinoff series that's going to be called Star City in development, focusing on the Soviet space program and the individuals involved in propelling humanity forward. But For All Mankind, like you said, very popular show. I'm not a space show person at all, but I know that a lot of people like it. So season number five and a spinoff on the way.
I thought that it was historically accurate. Like, for a really long time, I thought that that was a historically accurate show because they really were sticking to the script for a while. And then all of a sudden, I'm like talking to my husband. I'm like, did you know that we have a whole space station on the moon and it's called Jamestown Space Station?
And he's like, yeah, no, we don't.
Like, I was fighting because I was really defending the we've never been to the moon. And I was like, we've got a whole space station, guys. Like, you idiots. Whoops. Meanwhile, the three fingers pointed backwards at me while I'm pointing forwards with one.
So things continue to go well for stand-up citizen Tekashi 69, federal agents. including those from the IRS, conducted a operation, and by operation I mean raid, of his home in Florida, where they seized multiple items, including cars. Eyewitnesses report seeing agents confiscating items, towing away vehicles from the property. Photos obtained by TMZ show at least two cars with his name on them being seized. The exact nature of the operation is unclear, but with the involvement of the IRS, I think we can probably put two and two together. And
sounds like he wasn't
exactly
paying his taxes.
That Tekashi 69 was not paying his taxes. Also, why is he out of jail?
Because he's a rat, and he ratted on everybody.
Well, but then he also just got hit with domestic charges again.
Yep.
I mean, it really does seem that he is a victim of his own behavior. Mm-hmm. Like, if you probably just, I don't know, didn't hit women, you might have gotten away with a couple more things.
If you just focused on your crappy music instead of actually trying to be a gangbanger, like, maybe you would be in a better spot. But instead, your cars are getting towed off by the IRS and FBI.
Love it.
This is Dave and Mahoney. You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
So yesterday we were talking about scammers and that poor guy that got scammed out of $1.2 million, including not just all of the money that he had, but he was also taking out these super high interest loans because this lady was claiming that, you know, her daughter was sick and needed these surgeries. Again, this guy is not just broke. He is now massively in the hole because of this. Bob is joining us this morning with a story of his own.
Dave, kind of a sad scammer story. My stepmother was married to my dad for many years. Mm-hmm. And when he died, he left her an estate of over $1 million. A year after he died, she came to me and said, hey, would it be okay if I moved on from your dad? Blah, blah, blah. Sure, go ahead. Wouldn't want to, you know, make you remain celibate for the rest of your life and all that crap.
But, I mean, nice of her to at least come to you and ask, you know, what your thoughts were on it. Sure. Okay, I got that.
Sure. So my wife and I were sitting at home one day, and she came over and said she fell for this guy she met online. And not to be a hypocrite, I met my wife online.
Sure.
She showed us who she wanted to date. Retired four-star general, blah, 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 blah. And we soon found out that this was one of the biggest scams going around the internet. We presented all of this to her, gave her evidence, found out she'd already sent $50,000. She lied to us and said $5,000. After we told her she was being scammed, gave her all the evidence, and she filed an FBI report, a local police report. She continued it until she was broke, had to sell her house, and ended up moving in with her brother and sister, and the three of them buying a trailer.
Wow.
To live in.
Wow, man, that is so sad because, again, like I was saying, that like she had hope that she was in a situation where she'd found somebody. And even when you present somebody with the facts, and we see that so many times, and like I mentioned earlier, in real life relationships, right, where somebody finds out something about their significant other, and they're just like, I'm just going to choose not to believe that because I don't want to. And it just, yeah, it sucks, man. That's just such a bummer.
And the worst part was we showed her who the go-between was between her scammer and her, because it was a lady in Dallas, and we found the lady in Dallas. And so, this is who you're sending your money to. She's repackaging it and sending it to this guy.
What a crazy story, man.
Almost a year later, my sister found evidence of her sending letters to somebody overseas saying that she claims this man as her husband. So again, long story short, she ends up broke and, you know, living in a trailer with her brother and sister.
And how much did it piss you off, Bob, that your dad gave all of that money to her? With the $1 million estate, even though, you know, you were the son. I mean, I understand why, right? That's his wife, and they were together for a long time. But, boy, that's gotta sting a little bit, huh?
Yeah, the interesting part of this is both my sister and I, you know, when my dad told me he was going to die a millionaire, I was like, good for you and Mom.
Yeah.
I don't want your money. I want you.
Yeah.
And it was never about the money with us. The only thing that did tick me off, and I'll tell you this, I've got a young son, and I said, you could have taken a small portion of what you sent to this guy the first time, put it in an account, and my son would have a college education paid for by the time he goes to college.
But instead, some scammers got it. What a ruse, man.
Yep.
Oh, hell of a story, Bob. Thanks for sharing it today, brother.
Have a great day.
You too.
Take care, Bob.
Dave and Mahoney. It's the Dave and Mahoney Show. Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney? Call 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please record your message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Is it pecan or pecan? Pecan, pecan, or pecan?
Message deleted.
Wherever you live. I say pecan.
I say pecan.
I say whatever pecan. Is just, you know, my heart is guiding me too.
It's kind of like caramel and caramel.
Caramel.
You're feeling
caramel?
Fancier.
Caramel. No, but sometimes it's caramel.
It's unless you're eating a caramel.
Yeah, when you're selling right. it on a commercial, it's yeah. caramel. Mm-hmm. But any other time, it's just caramel.
Well, because it's pecan pie.
It's pecan pie.
See, I feel
and then
like
whenever I go to the store, I'm going to get some
pecans.
Yeah, I switch it up, man. I switch it up. I do.
It goes both ways.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, you know what really gets me is I do Lyft, and I've done it for a long time, and nobody tips anymore on Lyft, hardly at all. You're so nice to the people. You're supplying the ride, all the junk, blah, blah, blah. No tip. Especially the ones that go, hey, if you do this for me, I'll give you a really good tip. Have a good day. Take care.
Message deleted.
I always tip Lyft. That is a real service that is
yep,
done.
Absolutely.
I saw a meme that was posted the other day because we were talking about, you know, how tipping culture has gotten out of control. If somebody's driving you in their
that's
car,
not the
providing
tipping culture
the,
we're talking
that's,
about.
That's not the thing that we're annoyed at. It did make sense to me, though, and they said, if I order my food standing up, I'm not leaving a tip.
Or if I'm bussing my own table as well. Like, both of those two things do not, like, what are you doing for me that requires a tip other than you're just standing there?
I also know
like
somebody.
Like, I don't tip McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, right. Why am I tipping another place that's providing the exact same service as a McDonald's?
I'm not saying that this gentleman is a liar, but I mean, like, I know somebody who does Uber, and they make, like, $65,000 a year, which is insane. They grind.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I just don't get, I don't get that. I don't, I, unless you're servicing people who are, like, exclusively drunk, and they're forgetting to tip you, I just don't see why anybody would ever just not tip in a Lyft
style world. Because
there's
a lot of crappy people out there.
And I'll tell you a reason why you should tip on those.
But who do you know that never, yeah. Like,
so there's, well, not even just because, you know, they are providing you an actual service because that is one that is very good. I was told that there's part of the algorithm that links you to certain drivers that if you tip more, you get the higher drivers.
The higher
so
rated
the higher
drivers.
Rated drivers are, get the better tippers,
so
and the
like,
better tippers get the better drivers.
So they're like really stoned when they show up? You ready for your ride, man?
I mean, that's fine. If you're really stoned and you want to be quiet, that would probably be awesome.
I don't know, man. I was in a Lyft the other day because the wife and I went out for a date night. And, you know, so we got a car because we were going to have a couple of drinks perhaps. And the whole time it was silent. And I hate that.
No music, no nothing.
No music, no nothing. Like, I almost asked him to turn the music on. I mean, because, like, the wife and I were talking, but it just felt so weird because...
Well, that is weird. Because
like, we're talking, and then, like, he's just, like, right there, and there's no music, and it's just...
Well, you know that's part of the rating experience. You rate based off of vibe. Like, that's, like, actually part of one of the things that you can knock a star off of is, like, the vibe of the car was off.
I've got rate guilt.
You're such a Gen X.
I mean, he's right, though.
No,
it should be a five unless there's something that's really wrong.
Yeah, I'm not a ratist.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I just want you guys to know, if ever in your life you're not feeling loved, just remember this. There are people out there in this world that like and love you so much, they completely leave you alone. They love you so much, they know that their life is so chaotic that they want to leave you out of it. That's how much they care about you. So always remember that. Have a good one.
Message deleted.
Just love yourself.
My dude, I'm not sure who told you that, but they are lying to you.
It's like the ice cream man's ringing the bell because they're out of ice cream. That's the type of lie your parents tell you.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
There's something that women have to deal with that guys just don't for the most part. And I'm talking about creepy people pursuing you. Now, it has happened a few times over the years, Mahoney, where we've had to deal with creepy women.
Yeah.
And I will say that creepy women are terrifying because it takes a lot for a woman to be creepy.
Because they're psycho.
Yeah.
But I feel like all the women who have been super creepy with us, I could beat up. So I'm not, like, too worried about that. Yeah. No, like, legitimately.
I've sized them up as well because you got to be ready for anything.
There was one who was, like, 6 foot tall, 350. I think I had a little bit more agility than she had, so.
Yeah. What? Yeah, no, you got to be ready, man.
I ain't messing around.
So there's a story about...
Oh my God. I'm in tears. I was not expecting that.
So
oh
a 21-year-old guy who happens to be a volunteer at an elementary school finds himself in a whole heap of trouble because he was creeping on a woman who was just shopping at Target.
I saw this video.
I can't fathom why somebody would do this. First off, you're in Target. Of course you're under surveillance. There's cameras everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, most people don't know that, but like Walmart and Target have like casino level security.
Right.
Because of course
they're billion-dollar companies. Yes. Yes.
So this victim, whose name is not included in the report, and rightfully so, because they didn't want their identity exposed, recounted feeling pretty disturbed upon realizing what was going on. So let me just kind of draw the picture for you, Audrey. There's a woman who's shopping, and she's wearing just like a normal skirt or whatever that, you know, is a little bit above her knee. Mm-hmm. And she, like, bent down to get something off of a lower shelf, but because she's wearing a skirt...
You have to, like, do the full squat.
She did a full squat.
Yeah.
And when she did that, this creep takes his cell phone and, like, slides it underneath her so she can't see.
He does a squat right behind her, which is super creepy to begin with in general.
So he's like...
He slides the thing underneath her skirt with his phone, I assume, filming to get like an upskirt video or photo. And I, again, just do not understand this. First off, what are you getting out of that video that is going to be so thrilling? Secondly, have you heard of the internet, buddy?
He's probably going to post it to the internet.
But what's the upside? You're posting it to the internet?
Some people have weird...
That is just
weird.
Such
I mean, it's just weird kinks,
man.
And absolutely is a violation.
In this situation, there was another woman who I think she had a camera on her cart and caught this on camera. And she, being the brave badass that she is, approaches this dude and just calls him out and lets the other woman know what happened as well. And I'm like...
There are certain things that send me into a rage, and that I think I would be uncontrollable. Like, I would be the color of my Target shopping cart.
Oh, like somebody does that
if I saw
my mom or my wife.
Oh, I'm drop kicking them.
Yes,
I'm going to tackle you into a shelf of mirrors and beat you. What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, people are just so, like you just said, it's so easy to be normal. Like, what are you doing out here being a total wacko?
Or it's totally easy to be a creep on the internet where you're not hurting anyone, right? Like, there's people that will cater to whatever your weird thing is, and you don't have to be violating
people. That's consensual.
Yeah,
like, they're the ones who are making the content consensually.
You can pay for that.
You can pay for it.
And there's people willing. So one of the things I think Japan has on the U.S. that we really should have a law, anytime a camera takes a photo, it makes a sound. Anytime.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, though, man.
I think it's because it's an epidemic over in Japan.
Well, it is because they're doing a lot of upskirt. That was the reason.
Oh, that was a thing.
But I believe
it was a big thing on trains.
But also, like, in general, like, in public, I feel like, you know, they should make a sound because there are a lot of, like
creepy people just trying to, like...
I struggle with this because I screenshot a lot of things. Mm-hmm. You know, for the show and stuff, like emails and messages like that. And every time I do that in public, it makes the sound as if I'm taking someone's picture, even though I'm not, but I feel like I am.
See, I like to take, like, private pictures of people and, like, talk trash about what they're wearing and stuff, and I feel like they really out me.
Yeah, you know? We do take pictures. Yeah.
See, you are a creep too.
It's mostly of you guys.
That's a wrap.
Well, it's about time.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
At Dave and Mahoney.
They're everywhere.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram.
Listen anytime and on demand at DaveandMahoney.com.